Welcome back to Scottsdale, Sunbury Motors Studio Mobile today. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is indeed second to none, led by the barrels and the dills. Coming up in the next half hour, Damon Heward, color analyst for the Washington Network. Next hour, Bob Rondo, the play-by-play voice of Washington football. And in the final half hour, Jack Ham. This half hour, he's done a brilliant job and has really fit in so well with our team. Our sideline reporter, Derek Williams. Derek, I know we're going out to dinner tonight. Looking forward to it very much. And happy holidays. Happy New Year to you. Great to hear you, my friend.
I know. I'm doing great. I know you're enjoying your little, well, it's not even a break for you, but a break from you for football a little bit. I'm enjoying it right now.
Can you define, by the way, before we move on to Penn State, what a catch is in the National Football League? Because you played in the NFL. Can you define for us what a catch is in the National Football League?
I tell you what, that was the worst call I've ever seen. I'm shocked that was ruled an incomplete there. It was a great game, but he needed to give Jesse James that touchdown there because it definitely was, and then he had the intention of crossing the goal line. He caught the ball and then went over. So I don't understand that at all.
You've always watched the game from field level, whether in the pros, high school, or in college. So you're still down at field level. When you look at Saquon Barkley from field level, based on all the different levels you played at, what do you see with him?
I tell everybody this. That's probably, one of the top two players I've ever seen with my own two eyes. And that's just me. I believe that, college career-wise, it definitely matches up with like a Reggie Bush. Just the explosion, the leadership that he shows on the sidelines, just all around. I've never seen anybody do it the way that he's doing it right now.
All right, now the next part is, let's talk about Miles Sanders. You've had a chance now to watch him, not as many reps as Saquon, but what are you seeing in him?
I call him Booby Miles.
Yeah, that's
but,
right.
With Booby, I think that he's, I would almost say, a stronger runner. Saquon can put a move on and, he's going up. I think Miles can, give you those tough yards. I'm not saying that Saquon is not doing that, but he can give you some very tough yards. He's a physical runner there. I don't think that he'll be missing a beat. That's if Saquon leaves. No one knows yet.
Right. Obviously, nobody does know yet. The Tommy Stevens in the Lions spot, the versatility he brings to the table. You brought a lot of versatility to the table. So let me take you back to when you played, Derek. What, we talk about a playbook being open and certain responsibilities. How much more did you have to learn based on the various spots that you had to play in?
To do all those, really, as a team, yourself a different period during practice. The player can get around and focus on his responsibility because it's definitely different. But the thing that Tommy brings, to be a backup quarterback and to show that his athletic ability is something that needs to be on the field, I mean, that's kudos to him. But you have to get your best 11 on the field, and he's one of the best 11 in every position.
Well, that brings me to the next question. Because he is a quarterback and has to know, does that help him on his learning curve?
Oh, I mean, as a receiver, you kind of know. And you see this transition all the time with the NFL where guys play quarterback and go out to receiver. Some guys go to running back. That's cool enough. But you know where you're supposed to be. You're probably the best friend to the quarterback because what he's thinking, you already have that same mind.
We lost Eric there for 1 second. We're
working the
same.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, Derek.
I said that with that, you see, as a quarterback, what will work in the scheme there.
Yeah, exactly. He does have that ability to do that. Now, when you look at Penn State schematically in offense, obviously Ricky Ronnie's going to take over as the offensive coordinator, already has. I mean, he's already implementing what he wants to do. When you look at the pass game and think about the pass game that you played in, what are some of the similarities, Derek, and what are some of the differences between what we saw from 05 to 08 to what we're seeing now in the pass game?
I mean, they're so wide open right now. You know, they're giving these guys a lot of chances here.
I think we lost him again there. What we'll do is we'll call him back here and get him back on the line. Still have a few more questions for him to talk with him about as Penn State gets ready for Washington. That will be in the Fiesta Bowl. Washington and Penn State both coming in with 10-2 records. Washington led by quarterback Jake Browning, Miles Gaskin, Dante Pettis, defensively by Vita Vea. Of course, Penn State, you know their cast as well, led by Trace McSorley and company, and now we've been able to get Derek Williams back on the line. And, Derek, I was talking about the passing games between the two, between 05, 08 to what you're seeing now. You were talking about how wide open this pass game is.
Yeah, they're giving these guys option routes and everything. In 05, we didn't have option routes. And what that transitions to is when you're in the NFL, I mean, that same terminology is being used there where these guys are reading coverages. These guys are, you know, just having the option of doing different things to get themselves open. And you know, with Trace being back there, he giving these guys a lot of chances with these 50-50 balls. You know, so it's an exciting offense to be in, especially when you have that guy back there at quarterback, or you have Tommy, and then you have the running back dynamics that we have. It, you know, it's a lot of things that people can't focus on.
You're as fine a kick returner as this university has ever turned out. Penn State's going to see one of the top punt returners. He's not a kickoff return guy. He hasn't returned kickoffs, but one of the finest punt returners. When you've looked at Dante Pettis, what makes him a great punt returner?
The ability to make someone miss and get downfield. That's what punt return is. You know, it's a thing where it's probably one of the scariest positions in the world, but, it's somewhere where if you have that ability to be great, just like we have a great one too. You know, if you can just move, if you can get one person out the way, you can change the whole momentum of the whole game there.
No question. And you always talk, you made an interesting comment when Jack Ham asked you about this on the broadcast one day, about what do you do to determine whether to bring a punt back? And you talked about you try to take that quick glance at what kind of release the gunner got, right?
Yeah, so you're looking at the gunners. Those are the guys that could first affect you there. You know, you see if they get a clean release or not, and then you check it. And if they're doubled up, if they're, you know, if it's something where they're off, that kind of tells you how much time you have there. We have some great gunners, especially with, what's the kid, number 11? Charles, yeah. Urban Charles. You know, Urban Charles has done a great job. And, you know, I think that, you know, on special teams, he's probably one of our key special teams guys, especially with the gunners, because he's changing the momentum down there too, not giving these guys a chance there. So it's definitely going to be a big, big responsibility on our gunners to get down the field and to make a play, you know. And one thing that I was taught later on was, as a gunner, you're supposed to go in, you're supposed to determine, not chop your feet, determine what a returner is supposed to do. You dive across the body, even if you don't even get that, even if you don't get that tackle, you know, it's still affecting where you'll give these guys enough time to come down there and be able to fill the position in a good field position there.
Can Blake Gilligan control this guy in some ways by how he punts the ball?
Oh, most definitely. Hang time is key. You know, you want to get some good hang time, because with hang time it comes, you know, your gunners, it comes, you know, the center that's coming down there. You need to have some great hang time and not outkick your coverage. Most people will look at it and be like, "Whoa, he kicked 60 yards!" But if you outkick your coverage, that could be dangerous as well.
No question, because now everything sets up, and you've got momentum. That's part of the other part. People don't realize the momentum. That's why when you see kickoff return guys, like, they'll back up, catch it, and then start running. It's like, no, you want to run forward, don't you?
Yep.
It's like a center fielder, like Dante Pettis' dad would have played, Gary Pettis, in the outfield. You want to throw a guy out at the plate, he wanted forward momentum.
Yep, you see it all. Look at the kick returners. Most of them are starting all the way back at the back of the end zone and seeing where that ball is going to be placed and try to run up with momentum there, because it kind of times out a lot better. just with how the guys are blocking and everything like that, and how it was set up with the kick return that they have there. So it's a lot of attention going to that in the next level. Some needs to be moved more back into college, because you'll see guys catching a flat foot or coming backwards. It's nothing good that's going to come out of that.
You are, in my opinion, of the three of us out there, I think you have the toughest job, because you're the one that has to fit information into a very short window before giving it back to Big Mouth and the guy that knows what he's talking about. So, I mean, what has it taken for you to adjust to that kind of role, and how much have you enjoyed it?
I mean, I love it, you know, especially being with you guys. You guys give me a hard time, but I love you guys. it's just having an eye out that you normally would have on the field. Still kind of looking at the keys that I would look at. I always look at the safeties, what kind of coverage you're running at, and what layers of the game. I love it to death. It's something where, you know, I don't know if you guys can feel the adrenaline as much as I can when I'm down there, especially when, you know, change of possessions or just how the game is going. It's a definitely great feeling, and you kind of can tell when something big is going to happen.
Was it because I'm screaming? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Steve's screaming about something, guys. How much has it helped you to do this and stay connected with the game and stay connected with the program and with the team to be on the sideline like that?
Oh, it's big time. You know, my profession right now is in medical sales.
Right.
I would venture to say that I only know about 20% of it. But, you know, once I get back on the field, I feel like I'm at home, and, you know, I'm knowledgeable about what I'm doing, and it's something that I love.
Now, here it is, a couple of years into this now and working with us. They've been able to win 21 games the last 2 years, 19 of their last 22. When everything happened a few years ago, did you envision that Penn State could get to a point where they won 19 out of 22 games in 16 and 17 of all years?
I didn't think it was going to come this quick, but with the coach that we have, with Coach Franklin being there, I knew something great was going to happen. I just didn't believe it would be that fast. But all the pieces fell in the right place. I believe in the football gods, and I believe that they're on our side right now. It's showing in our program when coaches and everything are getting higher, when kids are transferring, when different things are happening. That means, hey, it's a lot of competition there and some great coaching there. If you look at all of the top programs and we're one of the top, it happens everywhere. So you should know that we're on the track to being, you know, even better than what we are now.
In the area you live in, how is Penn State doing, especially with younger people there? Especially in your area, because there's a lot of talent down in your area.
Honestly, it's, you know, I think a lot of it started when I was coming out of school and getting the top guys out of there. But right now, you know, it's picked up where even that DMV area, they look at Penn State as a home school. Obviously we do have Maryland, but, you know, Maryland can't compete with a lot of the things that we have right now. So guys are saying, hey, this is my home school now. And we're going out there where we have some great recruiters, you know, and it's a hot spot right now. Out of pretty much all the states, that DMV area is just filled with talent. And we have a great reputation, and the guys that are coming from there are coming in and playing. So, you know, it's getting bigger and bigger. And I think that some more of the talent that's coming on our team, you know, is going to be out of that DMV area.
Derek, always a pleasure, my friend. We have a great time always. You are a great addition to what we do. Thank you so much for everything.
All right, thank you.
Derek Williams, Damon Heward, analyst, Washington Network, next half hour on News Radio 1070 WKOK.